Let's go back to our initial study, which is on the name of Jesus. I'll do this one for 30 minutes. Do it for 30 minutes. Hallelujah. I hope you got something from authoritative prayer yesterday. The only thing I did not do is show you scriptures where authoritative prayer was engaged, how they did it, what is the scope of it. I will still do that. And the point is, if we are doing doctrine, we can't rush. We stop where we can stop, and then we continue when we continue. You will now see men that operated as if they were gods. It was authoritative prayer that gave them those capacities. When you see a man like Idahosa, Umaopai, those kind of people, the way they operate, it's authoritative prayer that gives them that mold. And it is something that every believer can do if they are properly trained and properly taught. You like that kind of authority, Abi? Oh, man. Uma looks like somebody that can kill somebody and resurrect him. Every believer should be able to operate like that. If you are properly taught, you should be able to come into that mode. And we should be able to operate it in different shades and colors from different levels of ranking, as the Holy Spirit gives us the grace. And so, the need for instruction at this point in time is critical. Now, so we spoke about the name of Jesus, and we saw the current stature of the name of Jesus. We saw, that was what we saw the first night, the current stature of the name of Jesus. How that the name of Jesus has much more authority than it had when Jesus was physically present in this world. And the things that the name is capable of, and that which was done in order to secure a name such as this, which is a tool, an instrument of government in the kingdom of heaven. And it happens to be that that instrument of government God has committed to us. And I gave us an illustration of using someone else's ATM card. And I said that if the ATM card belongs to Zenith, Zenith Bank, when you slot it into the ATM machine, preferably a Zenith ATM machine, it will flash the name of the owner of the card. And it will give you some pleasantries. Dear so and so. Meanwhile, it is Kwadu I sent to use my card. The ATM will say, Dear Arome. But the person that is administering the card is what? Kwadu. But money will come out as though the money was being given to Arome. But it is Kwadu that is administering the card at that time. The machine does not know. So the machine greeted the owner. So, carrying the name of Jesus is what? Number 2 point about the name of Jesus is the greatest trust. God is trusting you with the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is an instrument of government in the kingdom of heaven because of its application of authority. It can command obedience in heaven, command obedience on earth. It can command obedience beneath the earth. It's a tool of government. I said it the other time that names in the realm of the spirit is not for taxonomy and identification. They are signals of authority. It's a tool of government. We cannot exercise effective government on earth except we use the name of Jesus. Because you are not the savior of the world. There's a lot of stature that Jesus had to do the things that he did. And right now he has the highest honor in heaven. And that highest honor in heaven is as a result of the fact that he was given a throne. A throne in the heavens, the throne of the administrator of divine purposes. You cannot access God except you access him through the office of the Christ. And if God is going to access you, he will return your initiative of prayer will come back to you with return on investment through the office of the Christ. You cannot touch the Father. You can only touch him through the office of the Christ. And it happens to be that it's the Holy Spirit that is administering that office within your heart right now. How did you become born again? Romans. Give me Romans there. There are 2 things you must acknowledge in order for you to be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Just trying to show you that the name is a great trust. He is trusting us with that name. Romans, please. See, I'm beginning to depend on you guys and you are not delivering. So, let's do it the old way. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Now, watch this. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. The sovereign. Lord there is sovereign. Sovereign. You acknowledge that he's sovereign. And you also believe that God raised him from the dead. He is immortal. Are you with me? You acknowledge his sovereignty. You acknowledge what? His immortality. His superiority over death must be acknowledged. That's how you got saved. Should we do it again? You see, this thing are great, you are interfacing with great powers of the kingdom. You acknowledge that Jesus is sovereign. Hallelujah. I hope you know. Your calling, for instance, you did not bargain with him. I like to be a prophet. They have honor. So can you add me on the list? You don't discuss it with him because he is what? Sovereign. He's the one that decides your destiny. You just discover it, but he decides it. He sets you on course. You can't, if you like, tarry for 30 days, night vigil, with fasting. That I want to be an evangelist. That Benihin is popular. See, you have overstepped your jurisdiction. Because your entry point into life was on the basis of acknowledging that Jesus is sovereign. And you believe that Jesus is immortal. Now, so the transaction that you took, that took place on the account of your salvation, is not earthbound. You are flying on the wings of an immortal. And that is why what happened is an eternal in scope. And if it's true that you understood him to be the sovereign before you subscribed, it means your direct action to him is total submission. Because he is what? Oh, you are not here. Okay, let's leave that chapter. Hallelujah. You are not here. There are various flavors of Christianity that we can actually subscribe to. A Christianity that is without responsibility. A Christianity that allows for indulgences, sin, and darkness. All of those things do not correspond with how we started. Because you started by what? Acknowledging that he is. Are you aware that in that acknowledgement you are actually interfacing with an office? Yes. Before Baba, the father, could accept you, it was that office that gave you passage. And you had to comply with the terms and conditions of the office. That's how you come to the father. And if the father is going to get back to you, revert back to you, he flows through that office. So the result of the Father's impression comes to you through the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the one that operates that office in your hands. Can you see how heavy his position is? In fact, in my own little Bible study, he's the most influential personality in the Godhead. Government has been committed to him. And that name is one of the articles of kingdom government. Unfortunately for us, he gives us that name as a trust. Just like I gave Kwado. Where's Kwado? I've called your name too much. Okay. God is giving you something. I gave her my ATM card in trust and I said, withdraw 20,000. If she can go there and withdraw 30, I will know because a text message will come to my phone. That. So Baba will know that the use to which you put his name was inconsistent with the errand he sent you. That means you did your own thing in addition to his thing. And you know, trust is earned, Abby.
Yes, sir.
There is no commandment in the Bible, and thou shalt trust. No, it's not there. Because trust is earned. So you have to behave in such a way that is worthy of trust in order for you to gain trust. There are levels of grace, levels of anointing that God will not release except you become trustworthy. So he knows you are not a squanderer. You will not take advantage of provisions that are in the kingdom and then you use it on, lavish it on loss. Things that are not directly linked to the advancement of the kingdom. He knows we have many appetites. But he has trusted us with his. That's why the name doesn't work for everybody. the way you expect it to work. The ATM card, the day you take the ATM card, put inside, the ATM will swallow it. So the name is a great trust. Let's do the Bible. John 14. I know you have never sat down to give thanks to God. Thank you for giving me your name. You have never done that before because you think it's a right. It's a trust. It's not a right. I'm not under obligation to give Kwado my ATM card. I'm not. But trust can make me giver. And if he violates the trust, I will not say anything. But I will withdraw my ATM card. And that will be the last day she'll have access to the card. Just what I'm talking about. I gave one guy my ATM card. The guy withdrew 20,000, which was in addition to the errand, he withdrew his own 20. I was wondering whether he didn't know that I was receiving the alert. The job I do for the government is gather data. I work with numbers, even in the night, in my head. So when I saw, and currency are good numbers. Korea Mazila Bakum. So there's no need for me to give him. I didn't ask him for the ATM. For how much did you take? No, I didn't ask him. I just received my ATM card and said, okay, and pretended. But he didn't know that he had signed up for poverty. I met him 6 years in Lagos. He was a vagabond. He was a rolling stone. He didn't know that he will have to come and pay the 20K before he's released. That is how some of us are in deficit as touching the name of Jesus. It's a trust. May the Lord give you understanding. I had some friends those days. You know the reason why they do night vigil? They do night vigil in every politician's house. They now came to me and said, you have prophetic. You can see vision. That's what they like. Then I knew they were hirelings. There was no way I could preach them out of it because they believed in that mission. That these men need prayer. And it was the name of Jesus they were squandering in such prayer. When people steal money from the government and EFCC is coming, the guy will phone them. Gather all the troops. They'll come. Barako, pick in the name of Jesus. Last time I flew into Abuja, I just heard about one of them. He's up for jail now. He's up for jail. I don't need to tell you the details. That was a mighty evangelist. But his ministry was in the corridors of power. Where was releasing the name of Jesus? For thieves. Releasing. See, please, focus on your calling. God has, the Bible says, a cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to him. The implication of that is he has 1,000 channels at every point in time to locate you. Don't ever think you are lost. You are not qualified yet. The thing is not about God. You. He will hide you. If you like, try to reveal yourself, manifest. He will hide you in sackcloth. Until your day of showing forth to the Israel of God. I went for a conference. I saw a young man because white men were there. He was trying to shine. I lost my peace. I packed my things and left. If I called the young man, you know him. I knew that this one was not going far. This is a comic. Some guys came from Israel, some top shots and all of that. And I didn't believe he was capable of that. Jesus. These people need life. Do you realize that they need life? Today I was invited to preach where the governor was and so many people, government from. I preached hot. Oh. I don't know when I will be able to preach to them. So today, I don't know when I'll come back. So, an old men have to give their life to Jesus. Old men gave their life to Jesus. With that black and white. Lady. When we finish, we smuggle ourselves out so that we will not have to greet. It's when you greet that you greet. So, no, it's Jesus that called me, not a politician. And we'll do the work of Jesus. If a politician needs help, he knows where to find us. I'm saying all this because God is bringing us to a place where people will look up to us. And there is a code of conduct we must sustain. The name is a trust. You don't use it anyhow. It's a trust. Strive to maintain trust with Jesus. And when Jesus looks down on you, he says, this is a man that I can trust. Now, I said we should do what? John 14, as I begin to round up. John 14 is too long. My time is up. I just want to do a final scripture. So the first thing we need to understand is the current stature of the name of Jesus. Second thing we need to understand is that it is what? A trust. And we must be trustworthy in handling that great treasure of heaven. And if you listen, I advise you to get the first message. In fact, all the messages is for free. Get it and listen to it. And listen to it and then put your life in order. Amen. The name of Jesus has a threefold effect. First is the Godward effect. Godward effect. And we'll do John chapter 14, Philippians chapter 2. The name of Jesus has a threefold effect. The first effect is what? Godward. Alright. John chapter 14, quickly. John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. Now, follow me critically, follow me carefully. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, hallelujah, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Are you with me? You are not with me. Go back to 13. He said, what you ask in my name, that will I do, that what? The Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, so the first impact of the name of Jesus is that when God responds, when the Father responds to a request that is placed in the name of His Son, He, the Father, is glorified. He is excited. You will know that He's the one at work. He is sanctified in your heart. Second scripture, Philippians chapter 2, on the same subject, the Godward effect. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, quickly. You know this scripture now. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do they know this scripture? Go to 10. They don't know this scripture. It looks foreign to them. Go to 9. The scripture looks foreign. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. 10. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is sovereign, to the glory of God the Father. All of this exaltation that Jesus has, He glorifies the Father. And this is a Godward effect when the name is used effectively. Do you remember when a mighty crusade is held and there are so many miracles in the name of Jesus, the fear of God comes into the city. When you come to a place and you see God manifesting, the fear of God, you cannot deny that God is real because you sanctify God in your heart. Alright? So, God the Father is glorified when our prayers In the name of Jesus, receive speedy responses and speedy answers. So that's the first effect of the name of Jesus. God the Father is glorified when that name is effective. Something that glorifies God, don't you think God will want to be engaged in that kind of business? He wants to be engaged in it. When last did you go to a hospital, sick people, and you asked just to place your hand upon the sick and to pray in the name of Jesus according to the scriptures, expecting a manifestation? It is because you don't know that there is something in that act for the Father. You know, there's something in it for the Father. That's why you are reluctant. I remember I was about to fly, and we were at the airport, and they wheeled a woman on the wheelchair. Something stood up inside. But I now asked the question, I said, airport again, and that thing that went up went down. And I've been asking for mercy. Hallelujah. Because I was full of self. I did not understand that there was a glory for the Father. When I understood the implication of my faithlessness, that I starved God of glory, I knew it was a work of wickedness, great treachery. I knew I had become bogus in my sight, so much so that God can be obscured. I had to do a lot of penance and repentance. And that every tongue should confess to the glory of God the Father. Please help me pray to your neighbor. There's something in it for the Father. The glory of God the Father. It is at this point that we need to banish every fear, banish every unbelief. Banish everything that is contrary to the word of God that will not make you that kind of messenger that will derive glory from your works, from your acts of faith in the name of Jesus. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above everything. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is the sovereign to the glory of God the Father. I want you to remember how many times you shut him down. He leaped up, he stood up inside of you like a man of power, but your faithlessness shut the door. Many of you think you need a service for God to move. You need faith to set him in motion. As he rose up in you, you rise on earth. And don't rise in your name. Rise in the name of Jesus. And suddenly, you will see the glory that God wanted to harvest that day, in that situation, and under that circumstance, to the glory of God. Glory of God, to the glory of God the Father, to the glory of God the Father. It is time for someone to decide that, God, I will not limit you anymore. I see that there's something in it for you. It's not about me. There's something in it for you. So I'm not afraid to set myself up. If I know that there's glory for you to be gained, I will set myself up all the same. It's a call to reckless faith. It's a call to radical faith. Because there's glory for the Father in this business. Jesus is no longer popular because we have shut him down. We have deprived the Father of glory. Meanwhile, you see yourself healing people in your dream. Please translate that dream to manifestation. God needs to get some glory. See yourself raising the dead in the dream. How will it look like in Agatu when you come in the night and tap one of the people that were struck down and say, rise up in the name of Jesus?
glory of God the Father.
Glory. Oh my God, we cannot shut him down. We cannot shut him out. It's time for his memory, his worship, his glory to ascend like incense through your life. God the Father has something in this. Some of us need to repent, just like I had to repent. I had to go back to God and say, oh my God, don't take the gift of faith away. That's why I'm suffering like this. I'm suffering. That gift came to me, not in a service. It came in the airport. That's why I'm suffering. That's why I'm just navigating in the prophetic. That's not all that there is to me. There is faith inside. But when it rose up, I shut it down. Not knowing that I denied God glory. Some of us need to repent today. We need to say, Lord, one more time, let that oil come. Just like it came upon Samson. Samson said, just this once. Just this once. Open the fountain again. Let the rivers flow and ignite me. I know that there is glory in this. His glory is involved. His glory is involved. His glory is involved. His glory is involved. His glory. Have you ever thought about his glory? Have you ever thought about it? And it is his glory that he said he will never share with a man, with anybody. His glory is involved. Mola mandeke malakomale. We reconsecrate ourselves to you tonight. We realize that your glory is tied to the name of Jesus. And you have given us that name. So by that which we put it to, according to the leading of your spirit, glory we are sent to heaven, to your mighty throne. And you will look upon the earth and you will be pleased. Because there are people down here that know how to use the name. The devil is put to shame. Yokes are broken. Lives are delivered. Destinies are set free. God is glorified. Come on, Emma Santa. Ask God again for that gift of faith, that radical, reckless faith that you walked in times of old. It is time to walk the walk of faith. It is time to heal the sick. It is time to cleanse the lepers. It is time to raise the dead. Yeah. Kobe Sanamande. Breketo Sanakopata Menatania. Rasoke Brasalabo. Palatande Senteleketebobovia. You are coming out of that intimidation. Break out of the hold of that fear. Break out of the hold of that fear. You yourself, you can pioneer a dimension of God that has not been seen before. Your light, nothing will take away your fire. You were born for such a time as this. God has spoken the word over your life. The Spirit of God is in need. God must be glorified by the name of Jesus. And they live upon Samantha.
Ramambalayimu. Andele sele babumana. Andele sele gobalebusa. Andele sele kamalabu.
Jesus.
When Benson Idahosa built the Faith Cathedral, the attention of the federal government was attracted. And they came to Benin. People from Federal Airport Authority. And they said that the cathedral was blocking the airways leading to the tarmac. That also came out and asked somebody to climb one palm tree that was close to the church. And the palm tree happened to be higher than the Faith Cathedral. And he also said, this palm tree here that is higher than the cathedral is not obstructing you, is the cathedral. Then I said, okay, all right. You take 3 million pounds, 1986. Do you know the amount? 3 million pounds in 1986. And then vacate this place. He also said, we will pray about it. When he went back to pray, you know what God told him on his knees? My glory is involved. Somebody help me tell your neighbor. His glory is involved. You know what will make somebody reject 3 million pounds? The glory of God. Hey, my glory is what? He's involved. It also shut down 3,000 pounds to uphold the glory of God. And you, at no cost, he shut down the name. And you deprive God of his glory. Please help me preach again. My glory is involved. Can we repent and ask God to make us more sensitive to know what is really important? Either to yield to the altar of flesh and self, or to recognize the glory of God.
My glory is involved. My glory is involved. My glory is involved. My glory. I am on El Akoma. Ah, Jesus. I am on El Akoma. 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 I am calling out the man. I am calling out the man. I am calling out the man. I am calling out the man.
In case anybody is in doubt, this is the gift of diverse tongue. This one. And what she's saying is simple. God is saying that I will pour out my glory. I will pour out my glory. For 5 crowns shall come from heaven, saith the Lord. And it shall rest upon 5 men. And this shall be a sign unto you that I will pour out my glory. That's what he said. Now, so that's the gift. That brother that sent the mail. This one. Is as the Spirit wills. This is the gift of diverse tongue. The other one is as you will. So get baptized in the Holy Spirit before you leave this service, okay? God bless you. Now God said that He will confirm. There will be 5 people that He will give a crown of flames as a sign that He will pour out His glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said there are 5 crowns that you will deposit upon men. As a sign that you will pour out your glory. I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, release the crown. 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 There are 5 crowns. Usher, help me. 5. There are 5.
His glory, he will come forth with his splendor and majesty.